I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Saad al-Hariri, Prime Minister of Lebanon, announced from Saudi Arabia that he's resigning. But in doing so, he may have pulled Lebanon back from the brink of war. Basically, Saudi Arabia was furious with the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah over a missile that Saudi called an act of war. Saudi wants Lebanon to deal with Hezbollah's power hold in the country. However, if Lebanon's prime minister officially resigns, his cabinet would dissolve and the redistribution of power would satisfy all parties. But Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says
he has to do it in country and to the president verbally first. So there's a technicality that his resignation that he did in Saudi doesn't count.
So the question now is, will he officially resign when he returns to Lebanon? Adam says we need to pray for wisdom and for the gospel of Christ to spread peace throughout the Middle East. And For Haiti with Love is gearing up for its annual Christmas party. On Christmas Day, the ministry celebrates Christ's birth with the poorest of the poor children in Haiti. Now, Christmas Day celebrations include the Christmas story, a meal, and a present for each child. In fact, the ministry just sent another shipment of party supplies to the country. For Haiti with Love's Evita Hart says,
these are things that absolutely cannot be purchased in Haiti. Their sources are very limited down there. So for party supplies and that sort of thing, they have to be imported.
So if this sounds like something you'd like to get on board with, go to missionnews.org and we'll point you in the right direction. And if you would, pray that these kids would encounter Christ this year and be transformed by his tangible love this Christmas. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bible for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pidaiti. Now, sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.